Okay, basically, tonight we're starting a new sugya, a new topic, which is actually, I think, very negeya. Stamazay, it's negeya, and I think it's even more negeya because many of us are working from home. And it's perhaps even more negeya for those who work for themselves. The question that we're going to be discussing this evening is what time or when does the Issa Malacha start on Erev Shabbos? Now, we all know there's an Issa Malacha on Erev Pesach. Everyone talks about you can't do Malacha on Erev Pesach, and we've had many shurim about this topic. But not so many people know there's also an Issa Malacha on Erev Shabbos, which comes up every single week. And this becomes very, very tricky, halacha lemaisa, to A, what are you allowed to do for your work? And we'll see today, it's not only your job, but there's even things around the house that you might want to do on Friday could be very questionable. So let's start from the beginning. The source of this halacha is Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim, famous beginning of the, I think it's the fifth parak Pesachim. The Gemara wants to know, the fourth parak. The Gemara Mishnah wants to know, it says over there, that Erev Pesach achach chatzois, you're not allowed to do malacha, and Erev Pesach before chatzois, it's totally in a minute. So the Gemara has a kasha over there in the Gemara, number one, my Erev Avi Pesachim, fight the Gemara, why are you focusing on Erev Pesach? Afilu Arvi Shabbos ve'Erev Yom Tovim Nami. There's an Issa Malacha on every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov. At the time, we learned in the Braisa. How Issa Malacha ba'Arvi Shabbos v'Yom Tovim? If someone does Malacha on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, min ha-mincha ulemala, from mincha time and onward, ein eroye simin bracha l'yoylam. Ein eroye simin bracha l'yoylam. He will not see any blessing from that money. Meaning, let's say, for example, you do a job on Erev, whatever these times are, which we'll get to later, you will see nothing from that profit. What does that mean? That means that even if, let's say, for example, you do a job and you get paid $200, you're going to get a traffic ticket on the way home for $200. You're not going to see anything out of that money. That money will go nowhere. So, Fakti Gemara, so why are you telling me it's only Erev Pesach after Chatzos? You see, it's every Erev Shabbos already starting from Minah Mincha. Which Mincha? We know there's two Minchas. It's what's called the Mincha Gedoyla and the Mincha Ketana. The Mincha Gedoyla is the first Mincha, or also known as the earliest time you could daven Tfilas Mincha, which is 6.5 hours into the day. And then there's Mincha Ketana, which is much later in the day. Why is it called Ketana? Because you have only a very small window of Dav Mincha. Mincha Gedol, you have many hours to still Dav Mincha. So we'll see, there's a very big Machloikis Rishayin. So the Gemara answers, no. Hasa mina Mincha Lamalahu Da'asa. Over the year, it's only, meaning on Erev Shabbos, it's only from Mincha and onward that you're not allowed to do Malach. But Samulcha Mincha Loi, but Samulcha Mincha, it's okay. Hach, over here on Erev Pesach, Mechatzais, it already starts from Chatzais. That's one answer the Gemara gives. Inami gives the Gemara another answer, very important for our sugya. Ha, some simin brachu de lechazi. Over there, when it comes to Erev Shabbos, nothing detrimental will happen except for the fact that you won't see bracha. Alvo shamutu ilay mishtamina libra, we don't put you in cheirim if you do malach on Erev Shabbos. Hacha shamutu inami mishtamina libra. Over here, we'd even put you in cheirim, we'd get you in trouble for doing malach on Erev Pesach.
So the Gemara is referring to for Erev Shabbos.
We'll see, it's a big machlokes b'shoinu. We're going to have to get there in a second. So right now, the Gemara presents itself, in my opinion, very vague. The Gemara doesn't tell you why you can't do malach on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. On Erev Pesach, we all know there's two famous reasons why you can't do malach on Erev Pesach, Rashi and Tosfos, either because of the Karban Pesach or because if you're busy with Tzarchei Erev Pesach. But when it comes to Erev Shabbos, it's very vague. We'll talk a little bit about it, of course, today. But right now, we'll just put it on the side that assume the Isser malach on Erev Shabbos is so you will have time to prepare for Shabbos. Just assume that for now. It's a mafurish or zeru, but just assume that for now. But what I want from this Gemara is, what's the Gemara's two terutz? The first answer to the Gemara is that the times are different. On Erev Shabbos, the prohibition only starts mina mincha ulamala. Now, which mincha? The Mishnah on Erev in Pesachim says, you're not allowed to do malacha Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Chatzos and mincha could be very far apart from each other. If mincha means mincha gedoyla, then they're not so far. They're only half an hour. If it's mincha katana, they're very far away, which we'll see is one of the rise that it's very hard to imagine that it's going to be mincha gedoyla. However, says the Gemara, the second answer, hasam simin brachud loichazi, sounds like in the second answer, the Gemara, that you're not really over an isser. Meaning, is it usser for me to work Friday afternoon? The answer is not usser, just foolish. Because you're not going to reap any benefit. Meaning, you're not in a violation of an isser. I mean, let's say, for example, a guy comes to you and says, I'm going to go work on Friday, and there's nothing you can do about it. The answer is, you're right. There is nothing I can do about it, because I can't stop you, because you're not in a violation. You're not violating any rules. You're just foolish, because you're not going to see anything out of that money. So the first question we need to figure out is, when does this prohibition start? When on Friday are you not allowed to do malacha? Now, there's a drastic difference in the summer between mincha ketana and mincha gedoyla. So I wrote it down. Today, mincha gedoyla is 133. Mincha ketana is 517. Now, many people are working after 1:33 in the summer. I know very, very few people close up shop by 1:30. Right? So if the Isser Malacha starts at Mincha Gedoyla, you gotta close up shop at 1:33. If it starts at Mincha Ketana, you can work until 5:17. So which one is it? Big Nafkamina. Now again, in the winter, it's not as such a drastic Nafkamina, because everything is much closer packed in. But in the summer, this time of the year, it's very relevant. If the Isser Malacha starts at Mincha Gedoyla, that means everyone's gotta close up shop by 1:33. By 1:30, everyone's gotta be done the work. Now, for many people that work from home, that's, you got 6 hours left of clocking time. And we'll also have to discuss today what's included in this malacha. Is it only physical work? Let's say, for example, like Ronnie, it's going to be plumbing, or if you are an electrician, or they're sitting at a computer typing, that doesn't count, which we'll have to get to. So let's see first Rashi. Rashi says...
Is the assumption that the Chachamim want us to stop only because of preparation for Shabbos?
That's the assumption. And the question that will be is, what happens if your wife is taking care of the Shabbos? Right? I have a fellow in my shul, he tells me, all he needs to know is when candle lighting is, he takes the train from the city an hour before that, and he comes into shul. He doesn't do anything at home. Okay? So then this whole halacha seems to be obsolete. So we'll see, there's a Shulchan Aruch Rav, there's a Ber Halacha, that perhaps discuss halacha l'maisa, is that a cheshbon? So for many men today, or maybe it's the reverse in my house, my wife is working on taking care of the food, so then she can work late. Or if you know, for example, your wife is taking care of the food, so then you don't have to worry. It could be, again, a lot of different situations. Let's say, for example, you go to a hotel for Shabbos. Or you're going away to guests. You're going away. So you don't have to worry about Tzarchei Shabbos. What happens then? We'll see. It's Machloikis Achrayin. It makes it a little better, but doesn't make it perfect. So Rashi says over here, what's Mincha Zag Rashi? Min HaMincha, Teisha Sho'oi Sumechza. 9.5 hours in the day, which is what we call Mincha Ketana. So Rashi picks sides. Rashi said the Isser only starts from 9.5 hours in the day, which would mean 5:17 this week. The problem is, the Achronim, mainly the Marsha and the Marshal, early Gedolei Achronim, they all think that there's a typo in this Rashi. They don't think that Rashi is correct, and they think if anything, there's a mistake in this Rashi, it can't be Mincha Gedolei. It can't be Mincha Ketana. I'm sorry, it has to be Mincha Gedolei. And if you look at the Marshal over here, number 3, the Marshal writes, V'teima b'fizeh, he says, 1 second. Go back to the Gemara Pesachim. What was the Gemara Pesachim? The Gemara Pesachim told us that the Gemara had a Havamino, what's the difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos? So, frak the Marshal, 1 second. What did the Gemara say over there? The difference is, because on Erev Shabbos, it's only Min HaMincha. It's only after Mincha, but Somach L'Mincha, it's Mutter. Halagimul Shois V'chatzi Mutter Kaidim HaMincha. But they have 3.5 hours before Mincha. Meaning before the first Mincha. That's not what we call samach. Samach is alachatzi shomi kaidim. Samach means a half an hour before. So if you're talking about mincha gedoyla, right? So mincha gedoyla is a half an hour before chatzos. But you tell me now that the mincha meant mincha ketana, right? So how can you confuse mincha ketana with chatzos? The brisa on Pesach says chatzos, and the brisa on Shabbos says mincha. And you ask me what's the difference? They're 5 hours apart. One is mincha, one's mincha ketana, and one is chatzos. Bishlam, if we're talking about mincha gedolei is a half an hour before. So you could tell me that one brisa said chatzos and one brisa said mincha gedolei. Okay, they're loy dok. But to tell me one is chatzos and one is mincha ketana, there's too many hours in between. So therefore, comes out the marshal. We'll skip to the end. He writes, it must be okay. Nira be'enai the farish to soifrahu. It's a printing mistake. And what the Gemara meant in the Havamina was it's close to Mincha Gedolei, which is Chatzi Shoa Acha Chatzos, which is Taka. We all know that Mincha Gedolei is a half an hour after Chatzos. And therefore, the Gemara in the Havamina was very good. The Gemara said, 1 second. It says on Erev Pesach you have to stop a Chatzos, and it says on Erev Shabbos you have to stop Min HaMincha. Okay, so Min HaMincha really means a half an hour after Chatzos, but they're not so far off. But if mincha meant mincha ketana, there's so many hours off. How do you even compare the two? So therefore, the Marshal says it's a printing mistake in Rashi. Okay? That changes the whole story. It's a printing mistake in Rashi. If you look in the Torah number 4, the Torah says, Ha'oisa malacha be'erev Shabbos min ha'mincha l'malo, t'hainu mishay shoyis u'mechza u'mailo. Says the Torah clearly, 6.5 hours, which is mincha gedolei. So according to the Torah, it's mincha gedolei, it's not even a conversation. Comes the law, so that's a big chumrah. Right? According to the Torah, and according to the Marshal and the Marshal, according to Rashi, we all have to stop working, whatever malacha is asr, you have to stop at 1:33, which is extremely early in the summer. You still have another good couple of workable hours. So how do we paskin la halacha? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch over here is one of those very unique Shulchan Aruchs. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell you how to paskin. Says the Mechaber. First of all, if you do work on Erev Shabbos after Mincha, you will not see any blessing from it. Which basically means, why do it? So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Some say Mincha Gedel, some say Mincha Ktana. So how do we paskin? What do you mean, some say, some say? Rabbi Yosef Cairo, your job was to tell us what to do. You just told us two shitas. So we know that when the Shulchan Aruch, there's clearly hero on the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch brings down a stam and a yeshayimrim, the halacha is like the stam. What's the rules when the Shulchan Aruch brings down two yeshayimrims? How are you supposed to follow? So if you look in number 6, this is a Be'halach and Hilchas Sukkis. The Be'halach writes number 6, Al pi haklal hayadua de b'shnei yeshayimrim, pasak ha-Shulchan Aruch ka-sheini. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the rule of thumb is, this is not his chiddush, it's already brought down by earlier Paiskim, the rule of thumb is that when you have two yeshayimims in a Shulchan Aruch, you go with the second one. What's the second one over here? The second one is Mincha Ketana, which is good. It gives us more time to work on Friday. So according to that, the Shulchan Aruch holds Mincha Ketana, the Torah holds Mincha Gedayla, Rashi is up for grabs. If you learn Rashi the way we have it in our Gemara, Rashi is going like the Shulchan Aruch, it's Mincha Ketana. But if you learn Rashi with the Marsha and the Marshal's typo, then Rashi's like the Torah that you only have up till Mincha Gedolah. Which again, this time of the year is a difference of about four hours, which is a lot of hours to get work done.
No, I'm not saying you want to see some bracha. That's just a svar because you're not busy with Shabbos, where they have a makor
resource. Oh, this is their chiddush. Their chiddush is that Hashem will not allow you to benefit from it. Now the question is, it might not be so negay. Let's say, for example, you work for a company. And the company says, well, you got to be here. So it's either that or I get fired. So I won't see some bracha, but at least I won't lose my job, which we'll talk about. Now, for those that are self-employed, this year is very relevant. For those that are employed by others, we'll see that Mr. Boer basically says, you do whatever your boss tells you. But for those that are self-employed, which Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of people today that are self-employed, it's a bracha and a klal at the same time, I think, to be self-employed. So you make your own schedule. So if you make your own schedule, so according to this, if you're going to do work after a certain hour, you're just wasting your time. Because you don't have to answer to a boss. And you're not going to see anything from what you're doing. So why would you do the job?
I have this case that comes up every year called Boyd. I'm trying to call Boyd. I get people calling me. Well, I asked my Rob. He said,
Right.
I'm passing for you.
Right.
It's a real sorrow. So the question is like, lady.
So we're going to talk about it. So I'm just going to talk about it.
Can't use my kitchen.
Good. So we first have to lay the groundwork for what when is the Isser, what is Usser, and then we'll see, obviously, the many heterim. So let's just get the groundwork first. So we have a time now. Either Mincha Gedolah or Mincha Ketana. So according to the Klali Eruv of the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Cairo probably held that you have to stop doing Malacha by Mincha Ketana, which again is 5:17, which gives you plenty time to work. But again, let's say now, this time of the year, that you can make Shabbos what we call late Shabbos. Late Shabbos, candle lighting is like 8:25. So 5:17, you can be working from home. Now, it's not just working. Let's say, for example, you want to do work around the house. You want to paint the bedroom. You want to do gardening. I even want to take it so far to talk about playing ball, going swimming. Many people go to the mountains this time of year. Right, you go to the mountains, so you play ball on Friday afternoon. You play paddle ball, and you go swimming, and you do all these things. I'm not sure why that's not included in this issur. Now, malacha doesn't mean lamites malachas. Malacha means anything that's preoccupying your time. So sports, and swimming, and walking, and jogging, and all those other things. So why is that not a problem? 5:17 is very early. I know these husbands who come up for this 36 hours they get to be up in the mountains, and the rest of the 20 hours that they're driving to get there, they want to nuts every minute. So 5:17, they don't want to stop doing what they're doing. They want to continue. They're going to make late Shabbos, so they're going to play ball and go swimming and go hiking, whatever else they're doing. So is that a problem? So we'll have to see. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mishnah Berurah's Kol Hera, it's Mincha Katan. Comes along the Taz, and this is a very important Taz. Says the Taz, he goes through the whole Tumah with the Marsha and the Marshal and the Rashi, and he says, "Well, inyan halacha, kevan de ein kan Israel el tiyusa de ein basim bracha." The Taz learns this sugya in a unique way, which we'll have to come back to. The Taz learns this whole sugya is not a halachic sugya. It's nishkan iser. If you do malacha on Erev Shabbos after mincha, you're not a bad person. You can still be mishadach with his kids. This is just a obvious. It's just foolish because you won't see bracha from it. So why would you do it? But there's no Isser involved. The Taz's opinion is you are not in a violation of anything if you do malacha on Erev Shabbos after the time. Whatever the time may be, doesn't matter. Whatever the time is, you are not in a violation. If a guy at 7:30 decides he wants to build an extension to his house, he's not an avarian. He can still get shlishi on Shabbos. So what is it? It's just, he's going to waste his time because whatever time and energy he puts into it, it's going to be for naught. So therefore says the Ber Halacha, Hasayim Echal Rashi Lehipsed HaBracha. So he says, Im Kain, since it's not a question of halachic permissibility, it's just a question of will I seek benefit. So says the Taz, you know, if you build that porch after Mincha Gedayla, you'll see bracha. If you build it after Mincha Ketana, it's going to get destroyed in a rainstorm, and you're going to see nothing from it. So the Taz takes a much more lenient approach to the whole sugya, because he's starting with a premise. The premise that he's starting off with is that this is not an isser. This is merely a practicality. The Chazal tell you, you will not see benefit. So therefore, he thinks you can be maker like Rashi, which means you have up till 5:17 Mincha Ketana. But after Mincha Ketana, if you build that porch on your house after 5:17, you're not going to see any bracha from it. It's going to give you tzaris. It's going to be a mess. Don't bother doing the job. That's the Taz Ishita. Interestingly enough, the Taz had a father-in-law named the Bach. Right? The Bach was the father-in-law of the Taz. And here's a classic example of where the Shver and the son-in-law didn't see eye to eye. The Bach, Taka, takes a different approach. The Bach writes in number 8. He says, V'hochi na'aktinan k'moy shekosev rabbeinu d'asim m'sheishu mechza. Says the Bach, no, we paskin like the Torah, that it's also for mincha g'dayla. U'deloy k'shulchan aruch d'kosev yesh b'forsh mincha g'dayla yesh b'forsh mincha g'tano. Daniyach mokum l'man d'noig l'hoch l'ad mincha g'tano. L'fin is daiti nira ikka k'de perashti. Says the Bach, absolutely not. We do not go like the Mekel approach, we go like the Machmir approach. The Bach went like the tour, you have to stop from Mincha Gedol. So, Machloikis, Bach and Taz, Halach L'maisa, what do you do? So again, we already said from Shulchan Aruch, it would seem that Rabbi Yosef Kaiber would hold, you have up to Mincha Ketana, and the Taz and says clearly you have up to Mincha Ketana, but his Lashon is a little interesting. He says, Asaymech al Rashi lehipsed abracha. It sounds like, well, you want to know, if you're not going to lose anything. This is all the Taz L'shitasoi, because according to the Taz, it's not a question of right or wrong, it's a veheter, it's merely a question of will you see benefit, to which the Taz says, yeah, don't worry. If you build that porch after Mincha Kedoyla, you'll still see benefit. But if you build it after Mincha Ketana, then everyone agrees. You're not going to see any benefit either. But according to the Bach, not so. According to the Bach, after Mincha Kedoyla, you have to stop doing Malach. So how do we pass him? So comes along the Magen Avraham, a very important Magen Avraham, number 9. Says the Magen Avraham, Mincha Gedoyla, we all know what Mincha Gedoyla is, that's Hainu B'sheishu Mechza, that's 6.5 hours into the day. V'tzarechin, Frank the Magen Avraham, how can it be Mincha Gedoyla? What's his kasha? The Gemara says they had a series of shofars that used to be sounded in the times of Chazal to notify people where we're holding on the clock. Today we'd call them emails, or they have sirens here, right? You know, different communities, they send a siren right before candle lighting. So they used to have a whole series of shofars, sounds to remind people, okay, you got to stop doing this. We're getting closer and closer to Shabbos. So the Gemara says over there, the second tkiah was why? The second tkiah was to notify the people to close up the stores and come home and start getting ready for Shabbos. The first tkiah was by Mincha. Okay. Now the second tkiah was to stop working. Okay, now if the first tkiah was by Mincha, when was the second tkiah? Oh, the second tkiah was a half an hour later. That's very strange. Says the Magen Avraham, Tor Kasav, tkiah Rishayin Ha'isa B'mincha, Vafilum Tim Slaymi Da'ayin B'mincha Gedoyla. Let's say you'll tell me that the first tkiah was by Mincha Gedoyla. Right? Mikom Ha'kim Shniya Ha'isa Harbi Acha Mincha Gedoyla. When's the second one going to be? The second one's also going to be Mincha Gedoyla? The second one was when you're supposed to stop working. So when was that? That was by Mincha. You just told me that Mincha was the first tkiah. And you don't have to stop working until the second tkiah. So it must be that the second tkiah was later on in the day. Says the Magen Avraham, So says the Magen Avraham, you see clearly from the Gemara in Shabbos, that the second tkiah, which was the one that stopped people from working, must have been later in the day. Later in the day, meaning it was by Mincha Ketana. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, he concludes, he has another kasha, which I'm not going to get into, and he concludes, I still have my first kasha. Pask is the Magen Avraham, it's Mincha Ketana. So if you're keeping track of score, it's the Magen Avraham, it's the Taz, it's the Shulchan Aruch, it's against the Bach and the Tor. Okay, so what do we do, halach l'mais? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, number 10, Aminim b'reish makim shenogu da'isa malacha b'erev Shabbos v'anu chamal e'inu reis m'abracha b'malacha zu u'mikal makim e'inu shenoisei. First of all, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you cannot punish someone who does work on Erev Shabbos. You don't have that right. He's not an avarian. He's not a bad person. Avo mazirin oisa shleyase, but we warn him not to. You can't punish him. You can't penalize him. You have to remember the times of Chazal, and even the times of the Achroin in the 1600s, they had control of the people. Today, you have control over nobody today. But lucky we can control our kids, right? Today, it used to be Bezdin would punish you. We spoke about this when we learned the sugyas of the 3 weeks and the 9 days. And like Ba'im, this Mr. Brewer says that if you make a chasana during the Mei Avelos of Sfiro, we don't penalize you. We're like, what do you mean, penalize you? What? Who has that type of power? Amol in the 1600s, when they had the Vada Aratos Abris, the Vada Dalar Aratos, they used to penalize people. And it meant something. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, no, you don't have that type of power. Not because you don't have the power, but you don't have the person who does malach on Erev Shabbos is not that type of a bad act that deserves a punishment. But we strongly encourage him not to. Then he brings down the machloikis. Yesh before Shemin Chagdeler Dan Chasi Shah Achah Chatzoyis. Yesh before Shemin Chagdana Dan Mitesh Shah Machza. V'chein Iker Ledina. So here the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan was one of the great poiskim of the 19th, 20th century. He died in 1908. His classical sefer Aruch HaShulchan, which in Europe was the go-to halachic sefer. He says clearly we go like the Taz, the Magen Avram, that it starts with Mincha Ketana, which means we can work up till 5 o'clock with no stresses, no worries, no concerns. What about the Mishnah Berurah? You always have to say, well, what does the Mishnah Berurah hold? Says the Mishnah Berurah number 11. He goes, what's Mincha G'day Lahanu B'sheish U'mechtza? U'mincha Ketana Hanu Teisha Mechtza? So he gives you the basic Zmanim rundown, that Mincha G'day is 6.5 hours in the day, and Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours into the day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'asremech ala malkilim lo hifsid. Now, we appreciate where those words came from. He cut and pasted from the Taz. That's what the Taz said. Va'mekilim lo'hivsit. Then the Mr. Brew continues, he says, Va'ashoyis heim zmanios. These are only shah zmanios. V'chozeb ois. This is the most important part. Again, the Mr. Brewer seems like he's going like the majority of the Achrayim, that you can work up till 5:17 without a worry. You don't have to stop working at 1:33 Mincha G'day. But this is where, for Roiv of Klai Yisrael, the sugya pretty much drops off. Says the Mr. Brewer, Avo Poyel, V'chol Zeh, this is all talking about Bo'isim Alachas Atzmoy. If you're self-employed, or you're working for yourself, you decide on Friday afternoon you want to do a gardening project, you want to do an arts and crafts project, you want to do something, or you're self-employed and you want to take a job. Now, even self-employed, we'll see, is not so posh, because even in the world of self-employed, you can still lose money, right? If you remember when we talked about the sugya of Dover, Oven, Chol HaMoed, we mentioned sometimes you can lose, if you turn away enough clients, you turn away enough customers, you'll eventually lose customers. Meaning, if everyone knows that this guy's unavailable from 1 o'clock and on Fridays, they won't call you on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays either, which we'll come back to, which is very negiyah, Allah Chol HaMoed. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Avo Bal HaBayis Bistam, but if you're a Bal HaBayis, No. If you work for someone else, you got to work till Shkia. None of this stuff, oh, I got to clock out. No, that doesn't work. Says Mr. Buru Virak, Kidesha Yelich, Lebesil, Melos, Lechovis, Mayim, Velitzlois, Loy, Dog, Cotton, Lahalagas, Saner. You know how much time you need to get home if you work for someone else? Enough time to grill a little piece of fish, fill up a thing of water, and light the candles. I don't know, 7 minutes. I don't know how long it takes. No time for showers, right? You got to shower before. Now, this L'chaira is where most of us fall into this category. Most of us work for someone else. My wife works for the public school. She can't tell the public school that for, 3 months of the year, she has to clock out at 1 o'clock. It would never work. You can't have a job. Most people that work for someone else on Friday, you can't stop at 1 o'clock. Now, the question is, someone wants to ask me, so maybe I should rearrange my schedule that I have Friday more flexible. Maybe, if you could. I guess why not? I'm sure your wife would appreciate it if you're around more. But al pi halacha, that's not the case. This whole sugya is only for those people that either self-employed or are doing a job on their own without a boss. Says the Mishnah Berurah, im loy b'makim sheish min hakavul, unless there's a pre-existing practice. Let's say, for example, you hire from guys. This is always the tricky thing with hiring from guys. So you want to make sure, you got to tell them on the table, listen, you got to work past mincha gedoyla, mincha ketana, whatever is man you paskin. Meaning you work till 2 hours before Shabbos. You have to make sure there's no pre-assumed notions over here that he thinks, well, because you're from an on-from, I'm going to stop at 1 o'clock on Friday. That's not, again, in the summer, maybe there's a certain umdana that people work less than Fridays, but it all has to be whatever accepted practice is. So the chayyu, this Mishnah Berurah makes it very negeya for all those people who work for someone else, so this really is your heter to work as long as you need on Friday afternoon. But there are people today that are still self-employed, and for those that are self-employed, this is still a very negeya dika shayla. Now, it's not just working. Again, it's other activities as well. You want to do something around the house. You want to do gardening work. You want to do things like that. This is still going to be very negeya to what exactly is usher and when is it usher.
The Mishnah Berurah gets rid of the whole mincha ketana, mincha gedola for a person that's working somebody else. Just enough time for you to get home.
Yeah. Pull up board. If you work for someone else, you're working till the end of the day. This conversation is not negay for you. But again, it still could be negay for you because when you come home after working, you decide you want to go gardening, you want to go jogging, you want to start working out. Then the conversation still comes relevant. But if it's a question of working, then it's really not negay. Then there's another Mishnah Berurah over here. There's another Mishnah Berurah. This is later on in Reish Nun Vav. This is the siman Reishon Vav, is the siman that talks about the shofars that they used to sound. Gemara and Shabbos, they used to sound these shofars to let people know when Shabbos is getting closer and closer. So Mishnah Berurah writes over there. He says three lines in. He says, "Ulebali melachos, for those who work, royu l'shloach ish levat loisim melachos mikaidim. Someone should send you a notice that you're supposed to stop working earlier. Tahainu when shtei shoisu mechta kaidim says kachavim. When do you have to stop working? 2.5 hours before it says shehu zman mincha ketana. So again, here he says clearly that it's mincha ketana. Then he writes v'oid kasev among Avram. This is very important. The roi lebali hachanuyos, those who own stores." They should close their stores around an hour before Shabbos. Because there's a lot of mistakes that happen. Listen to what could happen. What could be wrong? Now, we're not talking about a food store. We'll talk later. What about if you own a grocery store? You own a grocery store, you can stay open probably till right before Shabbos. Maybe. But says Mr. Bruce, let's say you own something else. A store that has nothing to do with Shabbos. You own a clothing store, not Shabbos clothing, whatever it is. Says Mr. Bruce, what can go wrong? Let's say you're lucky enough that one of the government members come to visit your store. Now you're looking at the clock and you're trying to usher the guy out of the store. That's not very good for everyone. He wants to take his sweet time shopping around and do what he needs to do. And you're looking at the clock. I got to go home. Says Mr. Bruv, "Nimshach hamasu matanat shechashech hamam." You might get stuck working up until shkia. Omuvadzek if yarogol shanoshim kishaboyis mechanuyas roichtis veloyvshes big day Shabbos koydim adlakas in eris. He says the practice is that when the women would buy things in the stores, they'd first wash everything out. V'misachum lotzis yavol chas v'shalom esofik chol Shabbos. There's a lot that can go wrong if you keep your store open late. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even though al pi halacha might be mutter, it's not a good idea. You want to close up shop before. Now, I'm pretty convinced the Mishnah Berurah shita is that you could stay working up till mincha ketana. Right? Now, imken, I have a problem, and I don't have a good answer. It's a very difficult Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Sukkah, number 13. Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Sukkah is in Tofreish Chafei. I think it's Tofreish Chafei or Tofreish Chavav, I forget already. So the Mishnah Berurah over there is talking about a case when Yom Kippur falls out on Thursday. When do you build your sukkah?
This coming year.
Oh, it's like that this year. Okay, Gavaldik. Beautiful. So Yom Kippur falls out on Thursday. So we know you're supposed to try to build your sukkah Thursday night. We know most of us are dead tired Thursday night. We want to go straight to bed. So what most of us do is we follow Reb Kiveiga, the Goyin. So we learn Hilchos Sukkah. Okay, good. We learn Hilchos Sukkah. So it's Kilu, we built a sukkah. So when do you build a sukkah? Friday. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Umi, he writes over here. He says, "Yaschil dover ma besukim yabelai." So really, you should build a little bit on Leil Yom Kippur, Matzim Kippur. Umi sheinu medaktik al kolponim biyoyim amachros achi etzim veisak neses yaschil yigma kulam efshi. You should really finish building your sukkah every year, the next day after Yom Kippur. Va'afilu erev Shabbos ad chatzos. Says Mishnah Berurah, you know how late you can build your sukkah on erev Shabbos? You can build it up till chatzos. Va'achaze yeshloim adaaser. Hello. First of all, Chatzai is Mantin Karshmei. So you're telling me Chatzai is Mincha Gedayla, half an hour off. But Mincha Gedayla, the Mishnah Berurah has been telling us over and over, it's Mincha Ketana. And there's another Kasha. We're going to learn later, I don't know if it's going to be this week or a different week, that you're allowed to do things which are mitzvah. Binyan Sukkah. Ein lecha mitzvah Gedayla mizu. So this Mishnah Berurah is very, very troubling on two fronts. First of all, why is all of a sudden now Chatzai the limit? And B, what happened to Binyan Shal Mitzvah? So the Bikuri Yankov, Yaakov Etlinger, the go-to sefer on Hilchos Sukkos, he writes right away. He says, "There's a prima godim mesupik be'erev Shabbos achar chatzos im yasa malacha derech kavua." The kavanos of the prima godim is machmir, which is what the Mishnah Berurah is just quoting. Well, then he is daiti in the hachmir at shas mincha ketana. Says the Bikuri Yankov, why should you be machmir to build your sukkah only up to chatzos? So, what's going on over here? Why is the prima godim machmir? Now, for us, it's a bigger kasha. It's mamash estimer and Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah himself has been telling us minchaktana, and now when it comes to sukkah, it's mincha gedayla. What's going on over here? So, the chayra, you're going to have to say, I don't like it. You're going to have to say some shtickle chayra that being in sukkah is a much more focused activity, maybe takes longer, maybe is more malacha based, and therefore more machmir. I don't know. I don't have a geshmak teretz for this kasha. But we'll have to see. It's really a very big problem. Now, if you look, turn to the next page, number 15, this is from the Sefer Kevetz Halachas, written by Rabbi Kleinman from Flatbush, quoting mostly from Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky. And I thought this was very big chiddush from Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky. Again, we presented the argument on page 1, where the majority of Achronim came out that it's Mincha Gedoyla, it's Mincha Ketana. The only ones that said Mincha Gedoyla was a Tor, and a Bach, and a Marsha claiming a misprint in a Rashi. But we had all those who said Mincha Ketana was Rashi, two Shitas and Mechaber following the rules of the Ber Halacha. We have the Taz, Magen Avram, Aruch HaShulchan Mishtabru. That's good enough for me, right? That would be good enough for me.
Question, yeah. You may have covered this before. I know Mincha Gedoyla is, let's say, like 130 something. Mincha Ketana is like 5 something.
517.
133 versus 517.
Okay, you may have said this, but how do they figure out when Mincha Ketana is? Does it go based on when Plag is?
No, Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours into the day.
That's all.
Shazmanis.
So it has nothing to do with the Plag?
No, no. Okay. The Plag is in between, between the two Minchas. I mean, everything is
Mishkiya
and Seis. I mean, everything is Shazmanis. The question just is, how do you calculate the Shazmanis? Does it go Nates to Shkia or Alois to Nates to Shkia or Alois to Tseis? That's something we talked already enough about Zmanim. I'm not going to go back to Zmanim. But yeah, these are all on the book hours. Just
this is a very unique concept because usually it's either the defined time and a half hour before, from a Malacha perspective, right? Set of categories. And usually it's specific categories of Malacha, right? Or say you can't do ABC because they extend
good.
Time. This is
It's a little bit of both.
Right,
so we have to better define this, right? When I was putting the sugya together, there's a lot of different ways you could start the sugya. Do you start with what is usur, or do you start with when is usur? So I decided to start with the when. Maybe I should start with the what. But we'll have to see why or what is usur, and to figure out what the reason is.
What's malacha?
Really? Right. Well, these are all things that Blineder we will cover now. What I find interesting about this pesach from Shmuel Kamenetsky, number 15, is the following. Shmuel Kamenetsky writes like this: the chayin oimim moiv rebbe shlita calls from Shmuel Kamenetsky. The alpha gav shemash moiv samachab who shesava kemando mincha ketana. Even though, again, if I asked you what Rabbi Yosef Cairo's opinion is, I would say Rabbi Yosef Cairo's opinion is mincha ketana. Shekosav yesh mefarshim mincha gedolah yesh mefarshim mincha ketana. Uklal when we have a rule to betray yesh oimim kamash kamelon kedei shniyah. We mentioned that rule from the Mishnah Berurah in the Ber Halacha Hilchos Sukkah. That when you have two yesh oimim, you go like the second. Shmuel Kamenetsky thinks it's still not a closed case. I almost don't know why. What's not a closed case? You got the Magen Avraham, you got the Taz, you got the Mishtabu, you got the Aruch HaShulchan. What more do you need? Why is this not a closed case? I just don't get it. Then he writes, okay, you don't have to feel bad. What do you mean, Ashif? I think it's the Chachila. I'm not sure what I'm missing over here. Why Rav Shmuel, again, unless Rav Shmuel means that he's not comfortable saying that that's what the Shulchan Aruch holds. Fine, but you got the Magen Avraham, you have the Taz, you have the Aruch HaShulchan, you have the Mishnah Berurah. I don't know. I'm not sure what his hesitancy to Paskin this way is. Unless he just means that he's not clear that that's what the Shulchan Aruch holds. Okay. So if you don't know what the Shulchan Aruch holds, so you look at what the later Achronim hold, and they are very clear what their opinion is.
Maybe it's a tour guy. You like the tour?
Yeah, but you know, it's to me, if I have all these Achronim on one side, the only one is the Bach. Okay, so I would assume that it's like the other ones. Just for funny, what do the Sfardim hold? Right, the Sfarim don't generally follow Aruch HaShulchan Mishnah Berurah. So what are the Sfarim? So if you look in Yalkut Yosef, Bavad Yosef's son Sefer, he writes, Oysa Malacha Be'ev Shabbos Me'a Mincha Ulamala, Mincha Ketana. He also goes Mincha Ketana. Ein Eroya Simen Brocha Me'a Malacha, V'hu Mizman Mincha Ketana. He says it's very clear, it's Mincha Ketana. Then he writes in the footnote, who are all these people? He calls all the Sfaradish Apoiskim, the Ben Ishchai, the Kafachayim, all the Sfaradish Apoiskim. So it's not a machloikis Ashkenazim Sfaradim. It seems like everyone, Sfaradim Ashkenazim, all on board, we all agree that the it's Mincha Ketan. Okay. Now we know when the Isser begins. So the Isser begins at 517. Fine. Now, what exactly happens at 517? Now, we mentioned earlier from the Taz, the Taz said you are not over any Isser. If you do Malach at 5:30, you are not doing anything wrong. You're just foolish. Because whatever energy you're going to put into this project will see no benefit. That's an example. You want to do a job. You want to, you know, take a plumbing job. You want to do an electrical work. You want to do construction. It's a waste of time and you're not going to see any benefit. But an Isser, you're not doing anything wrong. However, if you look at the Rambam in number 17, the Rambam seems to hold not like that. The Rambam writes number 17. Hilchos Yom Tov. Ha'osir la'asayis malocha ba'arve yom tovim min ha'mincha l'malo k'may arve shabbosos. You're not allowed to do malocha on Erev Yom Tov. From mincha and onward, just like on Erev Shabbos. V'chala'osir malocha ba'hem, anyone does malocha, ein eroyesim in bracha l'yom, he will not see any blessing from it. V'gayarim ba'ah. And we stop him. We mamash stop the guy. You see the guy holding the the hammer? You stop him. You tell him, what are you doing? You're over in Israel. But you can't give him malchus for it because he's not considered an avar, you're not a midi derabonet. You can't put him in the chayrim. Now, what do you see from this Rambam? This is not my diuk. This is the Mr. Brewer's diuk. Mr. Brewer says, you see, it's clearly also. Because why would you stop the guy? The guy's an idiot, so he wants to waste his money. That's his business. I should come over and take the hammer out of the guy because he wants to waste his time and money? That's not my job. If the fact that you tell me that I have to stop him must be what he's doing is an issue. Right, the Rambam is not clear. Yeah. The Rambam doesn't say. But the point is, says the Ber Halacha, you see from this Rambam, that there is some Isser involved over here. Because if it wouldn't be Isser, why would I have to stop the guy? If the guy wants to waste his money, that's his business. Why do I have to get involved? Teretz is, it's Taka and Isser.
And because then you get Marcus Martin stuff.
Oh, so that's this middle ground. Right. That's what everyone, you have to remember what we saw in the Gemara Pesachim? Ishtamute loy mishtamino. You don't put in the Mecherim. So is that a raya that there's no Isser? Or that just means it's an Isser that doesn't put you into Cherim? That's really the Shail. So if you look at the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says the same line. He says, "Umaynim oisay." We prevent him. Avleinon shenayse, but there's no punishment. So what do you get? What's the mashmois of the Magen Avraham? That it is usher. Why would I stop you if it's not usher? Why do I have to stop you from being foolish? How many foolish people are there in the world that we don't stop to make doing? You know, people do funny things all the time. Okay, that's their business. So the chayyur from the Rambam and the Magen Avraham, it's mashma not like the Taz. If you remember, we saw earlier on source number 7, the Taz says there's no usher over here. The chayyur this is mashma not like that. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he's even clearer. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav number 19. Osru chachomim lasois melocha b'erev Shabbos v'erev yomtev v'na minuchu l'mal. Chazal asur doing any work on erev Shabbos v'erev yomtev after minucho. V'chol oyseh ein eroyseh min brocha le'oylom eoyseh melocha. You will see no benefit out of it. Melocha shemashem aviach ba mafsit keneged zem imokam echad. Because whatever you gain from this, you'll lose it somewhere else. Right? Which is a pretty scary thing. Again, obviously for those people who don't have emunas and you don't trust Chazal, you'll be like, not true. But if you believe Chazal and they tell you, same people believe Chazal and they say that whatever you spend on Shabbos and Yom Tov won't come out of your pocket, which I don't know why everyone forgets this. It also says tuition over there. It says whatever money you spend on Schar Limud for your children will not come back to harm you, which means the money will come from somewhere else. Everyone seems to forget that comment over there. That's brought down halacha. Maybe we need to talk about this. I did over Shavuos in my shul. I spoke about the topic of can you make grandparents pay for the grandchildren's tuition? Which is very negeya halachal ma'isa today, because there are many ma'isas atayra that call up the grandparents and say, listen, your son or son-in-law cannot pay, but I know you could pay because you're doing better off than he is because your kids are married already and you're working and you don't have the tuitions, but I want you to pay for the grandkids. Can you demand that? It's a shmak asuya. I think we have to do it here one of these weeks. It's a very negeya asuya. So I did it on Shavuos in my shul because I was trying to bridge the gap between the two groups in my shul, the younger. I was trying to get the younger kids to come so they can tell their in-laws that they have to pay for their tuition. I want the older chaver to come so the kids can't play lipstick on them. I tried to get both sides. It was just a little awkward because my father-in-law is in the shul, so he was listening to the whole share. And I told him afterwards, I said, whatever comes out, I still think you should pay for my kids' tuition. But in any case, it's a very negated gesugi. It's really, I know of yeshivas that do that. They call up the grandparents and say, listen, your son or daughter, son-in-law owes us X and Y, you got to come up with the money. The question is, do they have a right, halacha l'maisa, to do so? So, b'neder, we need to talk about it. But in any case, when that sugya comes up, that one of the things about tuition money is that you get the money back. So, again, if you believe Chazal, so you believe that, you believe the thing about Shabbos Yom.
No,
this world. Okay, the money will come somewhere else, just like Shabbos Yom.
They're talking about
tuition. Like, the what they call schar limud.
Yeah, I don't think they were talking about 40 grand.
But I don't know if they know. The problem with schar limud today is it gets very much mixed in with other things. Yeah. It's not just schar limud anymore. I once asked the school, I said, how much does it really cost to send my kid to school? They couldn't even give me an answer. They don't even know. How are they supposed to know that? Because there's so many other things that get mishterain that I can't even tell you. So today it's a little bit more complicated. But we'll talk about it. It's a gishmak asugi because it might make a difference if it's your son. If it's your son's son, your daughter's son, it might make a difference if it's a boy, if it's a girl, if it's a third generation, Baruch Hashem, people are living longer. So they're making great grandparents much younger these days. If you ever look around, the mamash, great grandparents are very young these days. So Baruch Hashem, the great grandparents are still working, and they have great grandchildren that need to go to yeshiva. So can you even mom them? And if you get really zechet, there's a shah, what about four generations? Great, great, great. Okay. And I was discussing the poiskin. These are real shilas that come up. Something to look forward to. It's something to look forward to. But, you work forever to help the great grandkids. In any case, so look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Aval ein oin shen oisa aleo. You do not get punished. Loi nidoi v'lei makas mardus. kederech she'oisin lo'iver al divrei chachamim, like you would if you go against any other words of the chachamim. It's not as chomer. That's the answer to your point. But we don't let sit back. We stop you. He's going like the Rambam. Although it's not the extent of an issa that comes along with punishment, but nonetheless, we still would prevent you and we would want you to stop doing that activity. Okay. Comes along the Be'er Halacha number 20 and he discusses this sugya. Says the Be'er Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch never said anything about it being us. All the Shulchan Aruch said was you won't see any Simen Bracha. So let's say you're a very foolish person or you don't believe in Chazal and you say, listen, I don't care. I only, tell me if it's, I love those guys. Is it Mutter or is it us? I don't want to hear Hashkafa. I don't want to hear, just tell me Mutter or us. So I can't tell you it's Aser. It's a statement. It doesn't say it's Aser. Says the Be'er Halacha, no, Vissu Nam Yisbe. No, it is Aser. Don't make a mistake to think that's not us. Of course it's us. So why am I not getting Malkus? Because it's not that level, the Rabbanon, that carries Malkus. How do I know that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Rambam that I started off with. The Rambam seems very clear that it's an issue. Because if it wouldn't be us, why would I have to stop you? You want to waste your money, that's your business. From the fact that I have to stop you, that's a riot, that it's taka us. Oh, so we're going to talk, Blineder. So Blineder, we're going to talk about when we get to the next chunk of things that we need to talk about is what is Aser. When we get to the what is Aser, we'll have to verify. Now I'm still working through, is it Aser? So the first thing we talked about was when does the Iser start? And now we're going to be discussing, well, what is it really Aser? If it's not Aser, so I could say, listen, okay, so I won't, so I'll lose the money. I don't care. I want to do it. Let's say, for example, you know, let's say it's exercise. The guy says, I want to exercise. So what? So I'll gain the weight somewhere else. Okay, fine. No, I don't care so much. But if it's Aser, no, it's Aser. I can't do it. So says, meaning.
Malachim means anything that's strenuous? Means that, like, yeah. I can't move a table or something?
Maybe.
Like that?
We're going to talk about it. Right, we'll see. We're going to talk about it. It's based on an Ohr Zeruah. It's probably anything that's going to preoccupy your time. Or that can get, that could schlep you away from doing other things. Which
we're
basically, for most of us going on our phones. Yeah, well.
All Achon HaShabbos, let's say like shaving or something like that. That's
well, we'll see. We'll see. Things that which are done on the Shavuot Shabbos might be mutter. Which is why, let's say, for example, you want to fix a leaky faucet so you can have a Shabbos.
Right.
It's not so posh.
You want to exercise because you want to make sure you're in shape to eat.
That's a stretch. I don't think exercise is Letzerech Shabbos. But we'll talk about it. We're going to get to it, hopefully. I don't know about this week, but hopefully one of these weeks. So it says the Be'er Halacha Vayter. Now, that's right. So I was going to say, so if your wife comes to you and says, Friday afternoon, you have so much time, why don't you exercise? No, I'm machmer. I'm machmer because even min chaketan already, min chagedel, chatzois. I can't do it already. So we're going to see, there's a Ramon Shulchan Aruch over there. Ramon says this is why a lot of people learn a little bit less on Friday so they could have more time to get ready for Shabbos. So a lot of people, they don't learn at all. Not just Thursday. Not just Friday. Thursday, Tuesday, the whole week they don't learn because they have to get ready for Shabbos. So that's usually how these things are going to play out. But in any case, we'll get to it. We'll get to the idea. Hopefully we'll get to learning on Friday as well. So says the Be'er Halacha. He says, along the Shavuot over here. He says, says the Be'er Halacha, people underestimate Mr. Brewer's ability to learn a sugya also. You know, they look at him either he was a Musar guy or he's a Halacha guy, but they forget he was a Lamdan also. He was a big Lamdan, Mr. Brewer. He knew how to learn. He knew how to learn Gans fine. He doesn't need my endorsement. So Mr. Brewer writes that this, it's totally in the Gemara Psachim. If you remember, we start off with the Gemara Psachim Daf Nun. The Gemara Pesachim wanted to know what is the difference between doing Malacha on Erev Pesach versus doing Malacha on Erev Shabbos. So the first teretz of the Gemara was, when does the Issa start? The second teretz of the Gemara was, whether or not we put you into Cherim, whether or not we put you into Nidui. So says the Mishnah Berurah, B'tiris Rishon, V'afilu, so he says, L'chayro, Ayin Shabbat Gemara, B'tiris Rishon, V'afilu L'tiris Sheni, the Gemara, who rocked Eim Mishtamtenois, Avel Asur Yesh, Ki Lomo L'hashro, is plucked to Ben HaTerutzen. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you could have learned that's good for the machloek between the first teretz and the second teretz of the Gemara. According to the second teretz of the Gemara, it's taka aser. According to the first teretz of the Gemara, it's not aser. But says Mishnah Berurah, why would you say that? Even according to the second teretz, then the Gemara never said it. The Gemara said you don't get chayrim, but it could be it's still aser. And we always go like the more makel approach. It's the second teretz. Okay, so there's a whole deen in the Gemara, not so much for our sugi, but it's an interesting question of whether or not it's also halacha meister. Is it also? So Mr. Bru sounds like he thinks that it's also. Like the Rambam, not like the Taz. The Taz seems to say this whole sugi is just like, no, you want to lose your money, that's your business, but you're not over any issue. But according to the Rambam, according to the other Paiskim, it seems like there is an issue. So now the $1 million question. What's Aser? What and why? What can't I do on Erev Shabbos? Can I turn on a light switch? Can I drive my car? Well, what can I do? So there's an Orzeruah, number 21. Says the Orzeruah, Nira Be'enai. Says the Orzeruah, the Hod Aser Hacha Malacha Erev Shabbos and Menachem Menachem Malah. Here that in our Sugya we say, you're not allowed to do Malacha. Starting an Erev Shabbos from Menachem onward, Hainu Davki Malacha Kavua. Established Malacha. Also, this is also a difficult line. You're not allowed to do established malacha to benefit. You got to be available to get ready for Shabbos. We don't want you getting involved. What kaveh sounds like to me is something that's going to preoccupy you. It's going to make you busy. Now, we know certain things are quick things. You shoot a quick email, it's quick. Then sometimes you sit down, it's a project, then you turn around, 2.5 hours later. Especially if it's physical, manual labor. Guy comes, you know, a plumber, an electrician. Oh, I'm one thing. Next, you know, 3 hours later, you know, where did the time go? Now it's Shabbos in 5 minutes. So says the Azura, that's the Gedah Advar. We need to fine-tune this a little better, especially in contemporary terms. What does Kavua mean? Alva malacha ba'alma shuhu l'shah, but if it's quick. Ve'enoi kaveya atzmala. You don't have to be kavey yourself on it. You don't need to get engrossed in it. Vadai shayu, that's mutter. Okay? The Rama paskens like this in Shulchan Aruch. Number 22 says the Rama, V'davka kishoisa ha-malacha derech keva. It's only us to do malacha on Erev Shabbos if it's malacha keva. Whatever that means, to be established, to be much more of a focused type work. Avalim osa oisa derech harai lefisha. If you're just doing it for the moment, v'loi kavo aleh, and there's no kvias, you don't have to sit down and spend time, shari. Ulechen, what's the example that the Rama gives? Motor lichtoiv igere shlomim v'chol kiyotze b'zeh. Can write a letter. Maybe they will call that an email. These things are not strenuous activity that bog you down. You write the letter and you go on. How long could it take? But something that can cause long time effort, that would be us. Yeah.
Does anybody say, I'm assuming the whole reason, again, I feel bad.
We just read, Arzaruah said it.
No, what I'm asking is, does anyone say the whole reason you're not supposed to do Malacha is for what purpose? Because you're supposed to do Tzarchei Shabbos and get ready. How about the fact that today Tzarchei Shabbos is much easier? It doesn't require so much thing. In other words, if my wife does this...
Good. So we mentioned this in the beginning of the share, that there is a possibility, we're going to come to it right now, that maybe one can argue if the whole reason why I'm not allowed to do Malacha on Erev Shabbos is so I should have... So what happens if my wife is taking care of it? Or vice versa, the husband's taking care of it. So look at number 23, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Mamash, the next Mara Mokim. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says... The only thing they asked was doing malacha derech keva. These are the words from the Arzaruah according in the Ramah. What's the whole Isser? We never got, it took us 22 sources to get to the answer. Why is it us that do malacha derech Shabbos? The answer is, so you should be available to get ready for Shabbos. Parentheses. Let's say I don't need to be busy. Someone else is doing it for me. I'm going to a hotel. I'm going away for Shabbos. My wife is there. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, also leilasis malachim and amiruchal malo, the fish leirotzu chacham and lach like big zayd roisam. There's a good old fashioned light plug. Doesn't matter. I don't need to get ready for Shabbos. Guy goes to the mountains, he goes to a sleepaway camp, and everything is prepared in the sleepaway camp. They make all the meals, they take care of everything. Doesn't matter. Every yid has to abide by this law of not doing malacha after mincha ulamal. Right, so I guess Chazal had to have made, they couldn't have said, well, enough time it takes you to get ready, because everyone will have their own definition of how much time they need. So Chazal said this is the blink. Now again, if it's Mincha Gedoila, it is a little strange. You know, the Shabbos starts at 8:30, you need 7 hours to get ready. I understand they didn't have instant food, but still, 7 hours, a lot of time. It's a little harder to understand it. Now the truth is, we'll even talk about, what do we mean by when we say getting ready for Shabbos? So everyone thinks like food, right? Right, maybe it's showering, maybe it's things like that. Well, because we'll see in a second.
It depends when you left, really.
Oh, so look over here. Something I thought was a big chiddush. If you look over here, number 21B. Number 21B is a Sefer Shevet HaKasi. He's a contemporary in Eretz Yisrael. I think he's a Belzadayin, if I'm not mistaken. His name is Rabbi Gross. I think he's a Belzadayin. He says, I think it's a big chiddush. He says, "V'yesh liayin lefimashe v'esi lela tam da osa lasik malacha b'erev Shabbos k'deish yuchal lahochan tzarech Shabbos imkei nefize Erev Yom Kippur mut lasik malacha." If I ever had to pick a busy day of the year, it's Erev Yom Kippur. I don't know about you guys, but it's a pretty hectic day. Says the Shevet HaKasi. He says, "One second, what are you preparing on Erev Yom Kippur for? What do you mean? You still have to shower. You still have to make sure you have your clothing. You have to get the candles and the toilet paper cut and all these other things you have to do for Shabbos. Not everything is food." So he wants to tell you that he thinks lefize on Erev Yom Kippur mut lasik malacha deim lemalachim. Okay, it's right from the Gemara. I think that's a very, very big chiddush. for a lot of reasons, but okay, I can hear. Right, right, there's a lot to do. There's always busyness. I don't know. I think this is a big chiddush. But in any case, I'm going to go till 9. We made up 8.
Exactly,
so
we're
gonna,
9?
We have a marif.
Yeah, marif.
So we'll stop a few minutes to. What were we holding? Ready, a few minutes.
Yeah.
57. Okay, so let's stop here. And then Mitzvah Shem will have to pick up from here next.